It's the perfect season. And perhaps the sweetest premiership of all. And strike around the body. PSC loves it.
They've got the chocolates and he might have the chickens.
All right, gather around. Look each other in the eyes. Put your game faces on and strap yourself in because it's time for the Monday Waffle podcast.
Welcome to the Monday Waffle for the aftermath of Round 18. This week, you're joined by myself, Andrew Murdoch, and Matt Fasalis. Matt Fasalis, good to have you company.
Ahoy, hoy.
Oh, it's great to have you. Hey, third last round of the waffle, can you believe it? Of the home and away season.
I know. It's like you're getting to the end of that ice cream. You don't want it to end, but it gets better as, you know, you take those final sips. You've got to savour it.
So the finals, that little bit of chocolate right down the bottom of the
cornetto. Yes, and the cornetto. Yeah, I was going to say trumpet, but cornetto works just as well.
No, I think that's kind of like a consolidation prize, you know. Look, we'll give you something just to keep you happy at the end. But the finals are bigger than that. The finals are more than that. And speaking of the finals, what this round meant was Subi guaranteed top spot, which was just a given anyway. Claremont and South Fremantle continue to battle out for second. And seven of the top teams can still make the finals.
South Thrayer for mine. South Thrayer.
What about them?
They'll be second. I reckon they're a better team than Claremont. And last week's now results are to go by. I think they'll easily take second out.
I feel like South Fremantle have played at their best better footy than Claremont, but I think Claremont have played more consistently well over the strength of the season. So what's going to win out come finals time? You might think more consistent footy, or do you think the flair and the flourish of really strong, like brilliant performances?
South Fremantle are the only team to beat Subiaco this season so far. So if there's
anyone's
one
going to do it in the grand final,
well, they'll be David, you know, and we need David to slay Goliath.
Two impartial footy commentators right now. The results from the weekend. So Claremont lost to West Perth. Claremont 60, West Perth 104. So West Perth have now guaranteed their finals position, and they're just building. You know, they started the season slow, and we thought reigning grand finalists, how's this happened? But they've come a long way in the back half of the season. South Fremantle 82 defeated Peel 42, so quite a strong victory from there, as you were alluding to. Subiaco just got the job done, 62-point winners over Swan Districts. East Fremantle defeated East Perth 70, and our guest today is Blaine Bokhurst, and we look forward to having a chat to him a little bit later. Also coming up is the Monday Rumble. This week's topic is, should the AFL, which makes millions and millions of dollars, be investing more into the state competitions directly below them? We know they do a lot already. We don't know the exact figures, but we're going to dissect that a bit more and figure out if they should make their strength of that a bit stronger, so the lure of country footy in states like South Australia, Victoria and WA isn't so strong. So keep those competitions really strong, see if we can boost crowd numbers, everything like that. But first, Matt, I want to talk to you about something because I'm a little bit worried. Do you know what those bells are, Matt?
Sounds like the Undertaker thing before WWE.
Or maybe we should use that for the Monday Rumble as well. But no, that is the alarm bells, okay? And they're ringing because our beloved Demons are just clinging on to fifth spot, Matt.
I know.
Aren't you worried?
Well, you know, you built it up, you jinxed them. And not only that, you didn't jinx them. Yoey was the one who started mentioning the F word too.
Yeah, so what we need to do, because Matt and I stumbled across the Demons. They could potentially make their first finals since 1997 if they win their last two games, which would guarantee it. If they only win one, they could still do it, but it's not as guaranteed. And we've been riding these guys from the first episode of the Monday Waffle. Our very first guest was Earl Sporting. He spied us on. We've since had Corey, Yoey. We've had Sinkers. We've had Brant College on the show.
Cody Leggett.
There's been, and we're getting right behind the boys. So apologies to all the other clubs who we're not as ferociously behind. But
is there any club we haven't had a representative from yet? Because they would be bitten by this.
East Fremantle today is one that Blaine is our first guest from East Fremantle. But come on the D's. They need to get it done.
Well, it's interesting with the D's because talk about your 8-point matches. When West Coast beat the D's on the weekend, mate, that puts them in sixth spot just outside of finals position. So they're breathing down Perth's neck. And, you know, they're another team that you've got to watch because depending on how many players they have, available to them can determine who shows up on the day.
Absolutely. And so for those playing along at home, the Demons finish up in the next 2 weeks, the last two of the season, against East Fremantle and Peel. So Peel, along with them battling for fifth position, East Fremantle, they've only had 5 wins, 11 losses for the season. So they'll be thinking, that's a game we definitely win. That blocks Peel from making the finals. Then Eagles are the only ones who could steal if Demons only win one. Eagles finish against East Perth and East Fremantle, which you would say are two very winnable games for the Eagles, who are placed just sixth at the moment.
And the Eagles do have better percentage than Perth. So if it does come down to that, depending on how much Perth manages to get a win by, could determine whether they actually make it on percentage or not. You'd have to think that game against East Fremantle, that's a lock. I mean, East Fremantle are playing junk time footy. They have no chances of making the finals at this point. You'd think they'd win that one. But that Peel Thunder game, going to be a real one to watch, especially with Perth's season's on the line. It's make or break for them.
Right now, though, let's catch up with Blaine Bockhorst. So, welcome our next guest, Matt. 2011, joined the Swan Districts as a Colt. Played 43 games there until 2014. Disappeared from the Waffle Records for 3 years.
Where'd he go?
To play for Carlton.
Oh, well, that's not bad. That's a valid excuse.
Played 25 games for Carlton, then returned, swapped clubs, joined East Fremantle in 2018, putting together a very fine season this year, averaging 23 disposals, and he's kicked 8 goals over the season. Blaine Bockhorst, welcome to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. First things first on the Monday Waffle, we like to be on first name basis and nickname basis, but first of all, correct pronunciation basis. So is it, how do we say your last name? Bockhorst? Did I get it right?
Yeah, Bockhorst, yep.
Bockhorst. Okay, and the next thing, we like to be on nickname basis as well. So what do you get most around the club? Is it Blaine, the horse?
The Blaze.
I don't really have too many nicknames, I think. Otherwise, just call me Blaine. It's a bit hard. It's
kind of a Blaine-os, but we're going to have to do something about that.
Yeah, there's not really too many you can do, but I get Bokey a little bit, but Bokey. Not too often.
Bokey? Maybe because Blaine's quite an unusual name. It's already sounds like a bit like a nickname.
It is.
It's pretty fun
I
to
think
say.
That could be it.
That could be. Or maybe he just doesn't want to tell us because we haven't built up a good enough rapport yet. But
what about like the magician for David
the
Blaine?
Magician. Yeah, I've never had that one, actually. I might get that one to the boys.
Yeah. See, if there's one thing we've learned here at the Monday Waffle, is that you can create your own nickname. Take ownership, Blaine.
I like that. I'm going to run with that for a bit.
Okay. So, first of all, came up through Swans, then got picked up by Carlton. What was it like being picked up through the AFL system? What did you learn, and how did you value that experience?
Yeah, I loved every minute of it. You know, you get to play with some really talented players and blokes you look up to, so I enjoyed my time there. And I think just enjoying your football and working on your strengths is something I learnt when I was there.
On the weekend, you had 29 possessions and 2 goals, a really good game, and it was a really good win for your club. How have you, like, what do you think helped get you over the line against East Perth on the weekend?
Yeah, it was a good win from the boys. You know, we stuck tough and we fought pretty hard all day, but I think just listening to our coaches, you know, new coach, new system this year, it takes time to learn and apply that. So I think we put together a four-quarter effort, which is nice to see. And everyone's starting to gel a bit more, you know, after, 16, 17 games now.
And you started mentioning there, from a wider club perspective, just the 5 wins so far, but you think you're building something towards the end of this year and also into next year as well then?
Yeah, 100%. You know, there's... We had a little bit of a review last week and we're ahead in a lot of our stats where we were last year. You know, you can't go from being last to winning the grand final. So, small steps, but moving forward.
And you started your waffle footy at Swan Districts, and then when you came back from the AFL system, you found yourself at East Fremantle. What brought about that change?
I had a fair few friends at East Fremantle, you know, a couple of really close friends. So, that was one side of the choice, but also just, I guess, the direction at the time. I thought it was the right move for my football.
How have the boys responded to, you know, a new coach and I guess new strategies that come with it?
Yeah, it's definitely refreshing getting a new coach. You know, when you lose a lot of games, it gets quite tough, but new coach and a bit like a holiday, you know, you're really refreshed. And it takes a little time to, I guess, learn that and really apply it to the games. But as you said, we've won more games this year, and we're hopefully starting to build into next year.
And one thing we've kind of asked a few of the guests this year is, it's the first year with the Eagles having their standalone reserve side. How have you kind of seen that development? Have you enjoyed playing against it? Do you think it's a good thing for the Waffle? What's your take?
Yeah, I guess being part of the VFL, you're exposed to that with affiliations. But for us, it wasn't very good because we versed them when they had a stack. So I think they had 21 AFL players or 22. So it was a tough day, but you know, that's the way footy's going these days.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining us on the Monday Waffle. We appreciate it.
No worries, boy. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Catch you later.
So on that note, we've got Perth taking on East Fremantle, a game that could be interesting, but I don't think East Fremantle have much to play for, as stated previously.
And then we've got the Royals against the Eagles on Friday night. So the Eagles looking to try and get into a finals position. Royals looking to salvage the back half of their season.
And then Subiaco versus West Perth. It'll be interesting to see what sort of timber West Perth are made of. This is a real this match will be a real measure of how far they can go this year.
Swan Districts then take on Peel Thunder. Thunder looking to keep their chances alive, although they need to depend on other results. And the final game is South Fremantle versus Claremont, which will be a blockbuster.
Oh, the battle for second, you know. As I said, stated previously, I reckon South Fremantle will have it in them to take out that second spot, but you think otherwise.
Well, that is going to be the game of the round, no doubt there. That's second versus third. Just like in the AFL this week coming up, we've got first v second and third v fourth. Huge games in the AFL, but we don't like talking about the boring older brother of the Waffle, do we? Now it's time for everyone's favourite topic.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Now, Matt, I tried to explain this week's rumble topic and it took you a little while to get your head around. You're a bit confused. So if it's confusing you, then we might be in a bit of strife straight away. But this week's topic is the AFL makes millions. The Waffle and other and VFL clubs, since the AFL has become the powerhouse that it is, they've just steadily dropped off. So before the AFL days, the Waffle was a powerhouse, the VFL was a powerhouse, the Sandful was a powerhouse. Now, they struggle to get all the numbers right. Some of the clubs struggle financially. They struggle to bring in big crowds. I'm wondering, does the AFL need to do more to strengthen the competition? Matt, what do you think?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, if they've taken away the majority of the market share all that time ago, which is what they did, they owe it to them, basically. I mean, you take away their prized players, you stick them in the AFL competition. You've got to give something back, you know? It's all about karma. And not only that, And if you invest in these leagues, you're going to get a better final product, and these players will be more AFL ready. You know, you get better training, you unearth more talents, more Tim Kellys, more Marlon Pickett's, more Matty Parkers, okay? There's something in the water in South Fremantle on that note.
Do you think there could also be something to say for then, if you strengthen the strength of the state league competitions, invest more money so they can pay more players, then that brings in some players from the country that maybe you're trying to get an extra buck by going there instead of into those competitions?
Precisely. Why would you train 3 to 4 times a week and, you know, earn, I guess, substantially less when you can only play weekends and play up in the country and get, you know, remunerated, financially paid a much better wage?
Well, I'm taking the other side of this topic, Matt, much to my own demise, because I think we both agree that it should be a bit like this. But the Waffle needs to stand on its own 2 feet, and so do all the other state league clubs. So the AFL is a powerhouse. They've dominated the industry by their own doing, so that's their right to get all those rewards. And now it's up to the Waffle to find whatever they can to strengthen on their own. They've got to be able to survive on their own and do something different to create a stronger brand and a stronger competition for themselves.
But why? Why do they need to do it on their own? I mean, you've seen how well it can work when an organisation is able to, I guess, help people out. I mean, the NRL do it. You know, they help out their clubs and divvy out the wages accordingly. Most of those clubs can't stand on their own 2 feet, and they rely on the donations, if you will, of the main NRL body. The AFL could act as that sort of regulatory body, further helping grow and support, you know, a brilliant brand of footy.
I think the AFL needs to give as much as humanly possible it can to all the grassroots across the whole thing, because that's just great for footy clubs, that's great for country footy, and that's great for growing the talent pathways. But in terms of the waffle competition, they need to find their own way to do something different. They can't rely, because then it's just a drip feed and it probably just gets wasted. But if it's their own investment, which I'm sure hundreds and thousands of people are doing everything they can, but I think they need to be able to stand on their own 2 feet.
What would you rather them spend the money on? Rugby loyalist states like Western Sydney, you know, Brisbane. We need to help out our own. We need to help out the place where this great game originated, you know? It's so on its knees.
We're veering off into a different Rumble topic, which I don't mind. But you reckon scrap the expansion side of things and stick to the people that love it?
Scrap the expansions, help out the grassroots leagues, you know, establish a team in Tasmania. But that's a separate line of conversation.
A waffle team in Tasmania, you reckon?
Not necessarily a waffle team. That's, as I said, a separate line of conversation. But first and foremost, help out the grassroots leagues. It's going to trickle up to that Division One competition, and you'll see a better result across the board.
Well, I think I have to give you the victory, Matt, because you just spoke with so much more passion than I did. And that's all we have time for on this week's Serving on the Monday Waffle. Thank you very much for your company. Please give us some feedback. Let us know what you want to hear more of. Let us know what you want to hear less of. And we will guarantee that it will happen.
Blaine Bocourse, your new nickname, The Magician.
And we'll stick by that. Thank you very much.